Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Want to get to this issue that we were talking about a minute ago regarding schools reopening and what they're going to do this fall. We got Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio joining us this morning. And Betsy DeVos is taking a lot of grief here. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So, DeVos is saying the schools need to reopen, and she got a lot of pushback on that yesterday.
She did. On Sunday, she was on State of the Union on CNN with Dana Bash, and there's about a 22-minute interview that she did with her. And basically, it is the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, saying that the schools need to be fully reopened and children need to be returned to full-time learning in the fall in person. This is an idea that we have heard President Trump talk about. There has even been the threat of pulling funding for schools and school districts that don't go along with this idea as well. Dana Bash basically asked her, what is the plan to make that happen? If this is something that is you know, the president feels this strongly about and you do as well, what is the plan to, you know, from the federal government to make that happen? And basically she just kept saying, you know, it's something that we have to make happen. They have to be back in school. She didn't give the outline of a plan and kind of punted this to the local municipalities and the, you know, school districts themselves to come up with plans. She was kind of pressed several times on that. She was also pressed on, you know, what is the criteria for shutting down a school? Are you going along with the CDC's recommendations? You know, what is trying to get more information about, you know, the push to open schools and have kids all, you know, there full time in person. Yes. And that's kind of where this all started. There is pushback now, obviously, from a lot of folks who said that, you know, she doesn't have a plan, that she should have had an answer for all of that. Ayanna Pressley is one of the Democrats that you're probably talking about when you mentioned the people who have kind of been, you know, critical of her, to say the least. She said on Twitter, Ayanna Pressley, who is the representative from Massachusetts, a Democrat, she said, I wouldn't trust you to care for a houseplant, let alone my child. That was not the entire tweet. You know, she basically called her out and said, you have no plan. Teachers, kids, and parents are fearing for their lives. And she quote tweeted the interview that came from as well. So she was one of the Democratic lawmakers that, you know, kind of blasted the education secretary for her answers.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, I mean, there is an economic side to this, too. Parents who work in families where both parents work, the prospect of their kids not going back to public school in the fall is a major issue, particularly if they have younger children who largely have not been affected by COVID the way the older population has.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the points that, that, you know, both Dana Bash and the education secretary talked about, actually, was, you know, the fact that, you know, families have to figure out how this is going to all work, which is why she kept pressing her on a, you know, a more comprehensive, at least some details of a more comprehensive plan. As it is now, it seems like states and cities themselves are kind of coming up with their own sort of things, because that's where it's sort of been, you know, kind of punted back to the states and the municipalities to come up with something. I mean, here in New York City, they've already kind of unveiled a plan, the mayor has, about how the students are going to do blended learning. that, you know, they've got sort of a plan to go, okay, you know, in order to distance, which is going to be the biggest, probably the biggest problem, is getting kids to distance and having the space for them to distance, not just here in New York City where everything's crowded, but in any classroom because of the ratio of students to teachers now pretty much across the country. And so, I mean, there's different plans that have been, you know, put in place by different municipalities. Pittsburgh is going to unveil theirs today about how they plan to, you know, do, you know, learning in the fall. So we'll see.
Yeah. It's a good point. Tanya J. Powers, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.